إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا بربوبيته وإرغاما لمن جحد به وكفر، كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله، أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون ولو كره المشركون، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. أما بعد، عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي المخطئة بتقوى الله وأحثكم على طاعته وأحذركم وبال عصيانه ومخالفة أمره، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى. يقول ربكم سبحانه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah Almighty, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And I encourage myself and you to fear no one but Allah, as Allah states in the Holy Quran: all those who believe, fear Allah the way he should be feared, and do not die unless you are in the state of Islam. My brothers in Islam, what makes a Muslim different than others, and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Islam for his creation, it's because the Muslim, he looks at things different than everyone else. The Muslim contemplates matters different than everyone else. The believer, the mu'min, sees things different how others see it. Amongst the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored this believer over the rest of his creation is because this believer frees himself from the slavery of everything and everyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's that true slave to Allah that worships Allah, only Allah, resorts to Allah, relies on Allah and turns to Allah, believes in Allah, and at the end of the day, the only Lord that he believes in is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he surrenders all matters to Allah azza wa jal. He surrenders every single matter in his life for the sake of Allah. He frees himself from the slavery of everything in this world. And when I talk about the slavery here, I'm not addressing you saying that you're a slave or we are slaves to a Lord beside Allah Azza wa Jal. No. Alhamdulillah, we all believe in Allah and we all worship Allah. We don't believe in a Lord beside Allah. But are we a slaves to someone beside Allah in the sense that sometimes we might favor things over Allah? I'm sorry to say yes. And that's not what I say, but that's even what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. He says there are different slaves, not in the sense of worshipping, but their minds and hearts are so connected to it, it's like becoming their Lord in their life. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam describes the slave of the dollar, the dinar and the dirham, and the slave of the dunya, and the slave of the disobedience. And this is the term that applies on us. We are truly, yes, we believe in Allah, and He is our Lord, and He is our Creator, and He is our Master. And we do not believe in any Lord or Master or Lord beside Allah Azza wa Jal. But that does not mean, because I believe in Allah, I have the utmost belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore I do give the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal by believing in Him fully. And that's why you find some people are so attached to matters, materials, creations beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hearts are attached to the dollar. The hearts are attached to the haram. The hearts are attached to the creation. And they forget the Creator Allah. For that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants this heart and wants this mind and wants these limbs to fully submit and surrender to Allah in all matters of life. So when it comes to in need of anything, I turn to Allah. If I want anything, I turn to Allah. If I am in need of anything, I turn to Allah. And everything else in my life is just a mean. Just a mean, not an objective. Just a path that I use for the sake of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number one thing, the believer looks at this dunya, he does not look at this dunya as a place of settlement. This dunya is only a place that we transit in. We transit in this dunya for the sake of the akhirah. And that's why it's called dunya, which derives from the word dani in Arabic, and the word dani in Arabic means something low. And the believer looks at this dunya as something low in comparison to the hereafter. That nothing satisfies him except to enter the paradise. And that's why the believer will never accept this place as a place of settlement forever, because Allah Azza wa Jal had prepared for him the paradise in which he really settles in, and a place that he really will dwell in, and a place that he really resides in forever. But this is to the believer, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, and this is only to the believer. Only to the believer that surrenders his life and all his matters to Allah Azza wa Jal, and he aims and targets that his end life will be in the paradise. My brothers in Islam, our hearts are so attached to this dunya. Our hearts are so attached to the creation. Our hearts are so attached to the dollar that makes us forget our objective in this dunya and our primary goal, and that's to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith, he says, whoever gives for Allah, takes for Allah, whoever gives for Allah, takes for Allah, loves for Allah, dislikes or hates for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is the true believer. That you give for the sake of Allah when you want to give. And you take whatever you want to take, you take it for the sake of Allah. And when you love something, you love it for the sake of Allah, or because Allah loves it. And when you hate something, you hate it for the sake of Allah, or because you know Allah dislikes it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is the true believer. This is the true mu'min. This is the true Muslim. This is the true character. A character that fully surrenders to Allah, and the concept of Islam, which is submission, applies on him. Not that he just says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, but he really feels it and he really believes in it. He has it in his life. He has it in his life. He implements that. It's part of him. He wakes up in the morning, just believes in Allah Azza wa Jalla, relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the day, he thinks and reminds himself that he's just a servant to Allah Azza wa Jal. And at night, once again, he is a servant that will turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers in Islam, Islam comes and teaches us how to look at things and put everything in its place. And amongst the things that Islam teaches me is this dunya. What does it mean to me? This world that I live in, what does it mean to me? What does it mean to you as a Muslim? This world that you live in, from all its materials, from the dollar and the children and the houses and the cars and the fame and the reputation and the job and the career, what does that mean to you? Is that something that you live for? Is that something that you target and live for, that it is your primary goal? Or it is something that you just use for the sake of the akhirah? Is it just a vehicle that you are riding in for the sake of reaching your primary destination? And that's the paradise. Some people live for the akhirah, and some people live for the dunya. And there's a big difference between those who live for the akhirah and those who live for the dunya. There's a big difference between those who live for this world and those who live in this world for the hereafter. Huge difference. Those who live in this world for this world are those who planned their effort and their sacrifice for this world and have nothing with Allah in the hereafter. But those who live in this world for the hereafter are those who use this world for the sake of the hereafter as just a vehicle to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enter the paradise. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that this dunya is the farm that you plant your seeds for the hereafter. So you plant it in this dunya so you could harvest it and reap it in the hereafter. But is that what I live for? Is this dunya to me this way? Is the money that I earn to me, do I look at it that way? Do I live for it? Or I use it? Or does it use me? Am I in this dunya to use this dunya? Or am I in this dunya to be used by the dunya? Am I in this world to use this world to please Allah Azza wa Jal? Or am I in this world to be used by this world? And this is what I mean, the slave of Allah and the slave of the dunya. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, he says, he is a failure. He is a loser. Who? The slave of the dunya. The one that lives in this dunya for the dunya. The one that lives in this dunya just for the sake of the dunya. And what I'm saying, my brothers, I'm not saying that you should not aim to be something great or someone good or a rich person or a good educated person or to have a qualification. But at the end of the day, it's your intention. Why are you aiming to have that? Are you aiming to have that for the sake of Allah? To please Allah Azza wa Jal? Or aiming to have that in this dunya, to live in this dunya? Inshallah, ikhwan, if you could come close, as there's not much room for the brothers at Tabak. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he says something very nice. And I want you to ponder those words, those wise words that he says. He says, for you to enter the paradise of the hereafter, you must enter the paradise of this dunya. For you to enter the paradise of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the hereafter, you must enter the paradise of this dunya, as the gate to enter the paradise of the hereafter is the paradise of this dunya. What's the paradise of this dunya? And what paradise is he referring to? He's not referring to the beautiful houses of this dunya and the beautiful gardens of this dunya and the gold and the silver of this dunya. But what he refers, rahimahullah, he says, as for you to enter the paradise of the hereafter, you must enter the paradise of this dunya, because in this dunya there's a paradise, and the paradise of this dunya is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you obey Allah azza wa jal, and when you fully surrender to Allah, when you worship Allah Azza wa Jal the way He should be worshipped, when you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adhere every single thing in your life for the sake of Allah, you've entered the paradise of this dunya, which is the gate of the paradise of the hereafter. This is the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ikhwani, my brothers in Islam, what does this dunya mean to me? What's my primary objective in this dunya? Why do I live in this dunya? Which a lot of people say, I live in this dunya for the sake of the worship of Allah. Alhamdulillah, for us as Muslims, that's the most easiest answer that we could have, even though they find a lot of non-Muslims live their entire life searching for this answer and they never could find it. But are you really living for Allah? This is the question I ask. Me as a Muslim, am I really living for Allah? Or am I being deceived by this world? Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلَّ خَطِيئَةً. Loving this dunya and being so attached to this dunya is the head of all disobedience. It all begins from the love of this dunya. All begins when we are so attached to this dunya. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ انْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثَاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Allah says, all those who believe, why is it that when your Lord commands you and orders you that you strive in His path, you strive for Islam, you fulfill your obligations, you struggle for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, you follow the halal, you leave the haram for the sake of Allah. Allah says, why is it when Allah commands you to struggle for His religion, to strive for Islam, you grab so tight onto this world, you don't want to let go of this dunya, you grab so tight into this dunya and you don't want to let go of everything of this world, you are so scared, you are so frightened to let go of this dunya. And then Allah says, what's wrong with you? فَمَا مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Did you accept this dunya over the hereafter? You favor this world over what Allah had prepared for you in the paradise? You favor this disgraceful dunya over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared for you in this honorable akhirah? Then Allah says, wake up to yourself. فَمَا مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. The luxury that you think there is luxury in this dunya is nowhere compared to the luxury that Allah had prepared for you in the hereafter. What you see from the adornments of this dunya and the luxury of this dunya and this world and the beauty of this world, Allah is saying to you, this is nothing compared to what I had prepared for the believers in the paradise. This is no comparison between what you see in this world and what Allah Azza wa Jalla had prepared for the believers in the hereafter. So why is it that you favor this world over the hereafter? Why is it that you replace the paradise with this dunya? فَمَا مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. The luxury of this world is nowhere compared to the luxury that Allah says about Himself. I had prepared for my servants where no eyes had seen, no ears had heard of, and not even a mind or a heart can even think of. Allah is asking this question. How could you replace the paradise that Allah had prepared for you over this dunya? How could you replace the Jannah that Allah had prepared for you over this dunya? Why are you so attached to this dunya? And you forget about the hereafter. This dunya is the farm, mazra'atul akhirah. It is the farm of the hereafter. Is what you plant here, is what you harvest in the hereafter. What you plant in this dunya is what you reap in the hereafter. So why have you planted in this dunya? Or have we been so occupied with this dunya that this dunya got us so occupied with it that made us forget our primary goal, and that's the paradise. Where do I stand, my brother in Islam? What does this dunya mean to you? When you wake up in the morning and you go and earn your living, do you earn that living for the sake that I need this living? And inshallah, I earn it for the sake of Allah in a halal matter to please Allah Azza wa Jal. So at the end of the day, I could feed myself and my family halal. I could feed myself and my family lawful food and lawful income for the sake of Allah. Or do you wake up in the morning that you chase this dunya? You chase this dunya as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam describes it as a beast in the middle of the jungle. A beast that's chasing its prey in the middle of the jungle. What does this dunya mean to me? What does life mean to me? Do I wake up in the morning and remind myself that I am only in a vehicle driving towards the paradise? Or am I in this dunya for the sake of this dunya, to live in this dunya, to live forever in this dunya, as if I think I am living forever in this dunya? Where do I stand? What does this dunya mean to me? What does this world mean to me? And that's why, my brother in Islam, I go back to what I said at the beginning. Islam comes and teaches me how to look at things. And that's why Islam looks at things greater than others. And he puts things in its levels. So the dunya to me is not my goal. The dunya to me is just a mean to get to my goal, which is the paradise. I live in this world for the sake of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything I do in this dunya, whether earning money or getting married or having children or eating or sleeping or even doing whatever I do it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, to please Allah Azza wa Jal, to face Allah in the hereafter so I could enter the paradise of Allah. This is the life of the Muslim. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day Umar ibn al-Khattab enters the house of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, and he sees your beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam sleeping on the ground. Nothing between him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ground. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most honorable creation of Allah, is sleeping on the ground. Nothing between him and the ground. So Umar ibn Khattab sees this scene, this amazing scene. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, the greatest human being ever stepped foot on the surface of this earth, sleeping on the ground. Nothing between him, nothing between his body and the ground. So he tells him, you know, he looks at him and he starts to cry. And the Prophet looks at him and tells him, "Oh Umar, what are you crying for?" So he says, "Oh Messenger of Allah, I look at your condition. I look at your condition, then I remember the Emperor of Rome and the Emperor of Persia sleeping on the best of mattresses, made out of silk, and made out of the best of materials and the most comfortable materials. And you are the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah, the greatest human being, sleeping on the ground, and nothing between your physical body and the ground." So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches Umar ibn al-Khattab a great lesson for us to be taught, so we could know which track are we on. Which path are we going on? Which road? What's our destination? Where's our primary target? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, "Ya Umar, ala tarda bi an takuna ad-dunya lahum wal akhirata lana?" Oh Umar, don't you accept that those emperors that you just mentioned, those kings and queens and whoever they are, don't you accept that Allah gives them this dunya, in return Allah gives us the paradise? Don't you accept? Don't you accept that they take this disgraceful dunya? Don't you accept that they take this low dunya? And Allah in return gives us the paradise that He built, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He prepared for His believers. This is the believer. This is the mu'min. The mu'min lives in this dunya for the akhirah. Does not live in this dunya for the sake of the dunya. And that's why, ikhwani, you find people who live in this dunya for the dunya, and there are those who live in this dunya for the akhirah, and there's big difference between the two. There's huge difference between the two. Which one are you in? Do you live in this dunya for the dunya? Do you live in this dunya for the akhirah? Do you live in this dunya to serve Allah as truly serving Allah? Or do you live in this dunya to serve the dunya? Do you live in this dunya to serve the dunya? That you only think of this dunya, you only wish of this dunya, you only contemplate of this dunya, you only desire of what's in this dunya, your only concern is the dunya, and dunya, and dunya, and this world, and this world, and this world, and what's in this world, and your only concern in this world? Or is your concern the hereafter? Is your concern the hereafter? Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was once asked, he was once asked, "Oh Imam, when is that time that we're going to rest? When is that time that we're going to rest?" So he says, "The moment we enter the paradise. The moment we enter the paradise is that moment that we rest." Subhanallah. Do you have that feeling that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal had? You could sense that he is striving and continues to strive to the last breath that he breathes in this dunya for the sake of making sure that he is from amongst those who enters the paradise. Ikhwani, do you live in this dunya for the dunya, or do you live in this dunya for the akhirah? And this dunya is this world, and the akhirah is the hereafter. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر أشكره وهو الذي وعد المزيد لمن شكر وأصلي وأسلم وأبارك على النبي المعتبر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Maybe a lot of us after this speech might look at themselves and say, you know what? Why are we so attached to this dunya? Why is my heart so attached to this world? Why is it that I cannot divert my heart from this world to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the hereafter? Well, this question was asked once to one of our predecessors, one of the great imams. He was asked, and they said to him, "Oh Imam, why is it that we love this dunya over the hereafter? Why is it that we are so attached to this world and we are less attached to the hereafter?" So he replied a very wise reply, and I hope that you remember this reply. He said, "It's because you destroyed your hereafter and you built this dunya, and therefore from the human being's character, you do not love to go into something that you've destroyed over something that you've built. You've destroyed your hereafter. You did not even plan for it. You done nothing for it. And that's why you've got a distracted or a destroyed building. And in return, you've built this dunya, you've got this building that you've built, and you don't want to leave what you've built for something that you've destroyed. That's why we're so attached to this dunya. We work so hard for it." And once again, my brothers, do not misunderstand me. That does not stop you from working hard in this dunya to be a good, successful businessman, a good, successful, educated or intellectual, or to be something high. But everything we do at the end of the day, we do it for His sake, for Allah Azza wa Jal. So I earn that dollar for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for the sake I want to be called rich. Not for the sake I want to use that money for the haram. I want to use it for the halal. I want to be someone who is high, in a high rank at work or in education, whatever field I am in. I do that for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, not for the sake of people saying, "Wallah, he is this or he is that." Whoever does something for the sake of Allah, whoever gives for Allah, takes for Allah. Whoever gives for Allah, takes for Allah. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, he is truly a believer. A man enters the house of Abu Darda and finds the house of Abu Darda so humble. Very humble, very humble furniture. Very humble, you know, cupboards and very humble things. So the man that entered the house realized that his house is less than average. So he told him, "Oh Abu Darda, like, your house is empty. Where's the rest of the furniture? Where's the rest of your utilities? Where's the rest of your, you know, your stuff that you need in the house?" So Abu Darda, he said, "We are moving to another house, so we moved everything to the other house." So the man asked him and he said, "Is it a bigger house?" He said, "Alhamdulillah, a lot bigger than this house." And he said, "Do you have better furniture there?" And he said, "Alhamdulillah, a lot better furniture than that." And he continued to ask, thinking that this man is building another house next door to the house that he's in, or next suburb, or next town, or next city. And he's asking, "This house and this house, and what do you have in this house compared to the house?" And at the end he said, "Where's the house?" He said, "Yes, we are moving to the other house, and our house is in the paradise." Look at Abu Darda's thought. His heart was connected to Allah Azza wa Jal. Lived in this dunya for the sake of the akhirah. Lived in this dunya for the sake of Allah. Took for the sake of Allah. Gave for the sake of Allah. Loved for the sake of Allah. Disliked for the sake of Allah. This is the true character. Ikhwani, we all need to divert ourselves to the right track. Why do I live in this dunya? Why do I live in this dunya? Do I live in this dunya for the sake of this dunya? Or do I live in this dunya for the sake of the akhirah? Do I beslave the dunya? Or does the dunya beslave me? Is the dunya in my hands? Or am I in the hands of the dunya? Is the dunya in my hands that I have full control of? Or is the dunya, or that I'm in the hands of the dunya that it has its full control over me? Big difference between the two. Ibadallah, اتقوا الله فيما أمر وانتهوا عما نهى عنه وزجر عما نهى عنه وزجر وحافظوا على حضور الجمعة والجماعات وعلموا أن الله أمر بأمر عظيم عميم بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه فقال عز من قائل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الصحابة الكرام وعن التابعين وتابعين بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفق لكل خير ومن أراد بهم غير ذلك فخذ أخذ عزيز مقتدر لا تبقي منهم ولا تذر اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا لصلاتكم يرحمكم الله.